The California Department of Motor Vehicles is trying out a different eye chart at six of its field offices. When people take the eye test there, they will actually see two different eye charts. One, the one we're most familiar with, rows of letters that get smaller with each descending line. And then another test on which the letters remain the same size, but they progressively fade from line 1 down to line 8. Looking online at one of these Pelley-Robson contrast sensitivity charts, as they're called, I could barely see that there were letters on line 7 and 8, and line 6 was a bit of a challenge, too. The idea is evidently that what this test tests is more relevant to driving skills than the conventional eye chart is. Well, we're going to talk about that now with Ian Bailey, who's professor of vision and optometry at UC Berkeley. Welcome to the program, Professor Bailey.
Hello.
Could you tell us first, in optometry, how you distinguish between what it is that an eye chart, as we normally think of it, tests, and what it is that this Pelley-Robson chart tests?
The normal visual acuity chart determines the smallest detail a person's able to see when the detail is presented in good black and white contrast, and that's the standard visual acuity test. The Pelley-Robson test uses quite large letters. The letters are about 2 inches high, and the contrast, that is the difference between the background and the letters themselves, diminish as you go down the chart. And you did very well. Most people get down to, normally sighted people get down to about the sixth row of the chart, and anything beyond six, you've got to be pretty outstanding.
And if you were to try to figure out what's most important about my vision to figure out if I should have a driver's license or if I should go see an eye doctor instead, how do the two skills measured by these tests compare?
The contrast sensitivity has more relevance to predicting driving performance than does visual acuity. Contrast sensitivity has to do with detecting objects that may be large or of medium size and being able to see them against their background. And a good example might be if you're driving along and there's a dark car parked under the shadow of a tree. It might be very difficult for a normally sighted person to see. If a person had poor contrast sensitivity, they would be less able to see that. They might miss it altogether.
If the entire population were to be tested, both for acuity with the eye chart in which the letters get smaller, and also for contrast sensitivity, would we discover far more people who have vision that ought to limit their driving, or is it a similar population?
No, I think not. I think the visual acuity chart will do better at sorting out the people who have particular vision problems or vision problems.
I'm coming away with the impression that you don't think that the DMV's experiment with the Pelley-Robson test is obviously a good and useful thing that they'll find.
We're going to learn something about a function, contrast sensitivity, that is really relevant to driving. However, I think it will not be efficient as a sort of a public health measure to identify people who would not otherwise be identified and put them into the category of questioning their visual fitness to drive.
Well, Professor Bailey, thank you very much for talking with us today.
My pleasure.
Ian Bailey is a professor of vision and optometry at UC Berkeley.